Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You don't score, it's hard to win. So, kid pitched a really good ball game against us. I mean, he kept us off balance. I think just kind of a real good ball game by Pavetta.
Brian Snicker. Boy, did he just imitate the hotels.com guy, right? Mr. Obvious or Captain Obvious, whatever they call it, with, well, you know, score runs, it's hard to win. But I'm cool with Snicker, man, because our team is winning. We're Rick and John here in the Kia Studios. It's our Braves breakdown. And he's right. Look, you play 162 games, John, probably out of those 10 out of the 162, you're just going to run into a buzzsaw. The thing is, you expect it to be Strasburg or Scherzer or Kershaw or one of these guys. You don't expect it to be Nick Pavetta, but us fantasy baseball players know that Nick Pavetta has been really good this year.
That he has been. I want to go back to the quote. If you don't score, you can't win. See, Ricky Bobby's dad, if you ain't first, you're last, Ricky. Go fast. Well, thank you, coach.
Dude, his dad made him run from the cops with like a tiger in the car, and didn't he have like cocaine in the car or something like that?
Allegedly, he had Colombian Bam Bam, but it was actually just cereal.
Right.
And it was a cougar. It was a cougar.
A cougar.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But
he also made him try to race the car down the street blindfolded, to which he crashed through somebody's house.
Don't try this at home, kids.
That is one of the great movies of all time.
No question about it. We finally agree on a movie.
Yeah, when he was mock on fire running around on the track, I'm on fire. That's one of Will Ferrell's best roles.
The dinner table scenes with the KFC and the Doritos and the Domino's and the little baby Jesus and all that. Oh my God, is that stuff funny?
I like to envision little baby Jesus wearing a Braves uniform dressed up as Ozzy Albies.
It's so good, man. So we got mowed down by Pavetta last night. Big deal. Third shutout of the year, which is a pretty good number, John. We're 46 games in. We've only been blanked 3 times. You just tip your cap, dude. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about Sunday at the United match with the first header by Bradley Wright Phillips. What are you going to do? That was an amazing goal, right? You just tip your cap, man. You can't do anything about it.
So I heard the morning guys talking about this. I wanted to bring it up. Yeah, Jose Bautista gone, might be signing with somebody else. I read something.
The Mets have interest in him.
Have fun with that. They might as well bring up Tebow while they're at it. But Johan
They
Camargo,
love our former players, do they not?
They do. Johan Camargo, a 24-year-old third baseman right now. I want to ask you guys this. How long do you want to stick with Johan Camargo? Now, Alex Anthopoulos has said he's going to get an extended look at third base. Obviously, there's the Austin Riley aspect playing out at AAA Gwinnett. Don't know how quickly they would run him up there. I know people have asked us about Mike Moustakas. They've asked us about Manny Machado. It's not happening. The Braves are not trading for one of those guys with all this young talent sitting there. Alex Anthopoulos has said as much. Next year's offseason is where the Braves potentially could spend some money. But how long do you want to stick right now with Johan Camargo, who is hitting 209?
Three.
It's not like he's raking.
3 to 4 weeks. Look, I'm going to give you a month because we're rolling. You know, we can have a guy hitting 200 out of the 7-hole or the 8-hole and still rack up a ton of runs, right? I mean, that's not going to kill us.
Right.
You can't have that all year, though. So Anthopoulos, and we heard the sound yesterday, said, it was from over the weekend, we're going to give Camargo a crack at being the everyday guy against righties and against lefties. So here you go. This is the audition of a lifetime for Johan Camargo. And I like him as a baseball player, John. The results aren't there from him, but you know he's a humble, hard worker who's talented. He's not a power hitter, but he's a legit hitter. He's a contact hitter and a good one when he's on his game. I give him 3 to 4 weeks. If he's still hitting around 200, I'm probably going to the minors for Austin Riley.
I would give him a little longer than that only because he showed a year ago in 240-plus at-bats he could hit close to 300. Think about Dansby Swanson when he got his first full extended time. He struggled. Then all of a sudden he's come back this year, and he looks like the guy that you traded for. I'm giving Camargo, as long as you're hovering around first place and he's not hurting the team, I'll give him to July. I might even give him to August, depending on how things are going.
So, and in terms of Camargo in this lineup, maybe, John, having the blessing of your boss will, because Camargo and Flaherty and all of them have been kind of mind-boinked so far. Yeah. Like, Flaherty was leading the league in hitting early in the year. You got Camargo. You still go out and get Jose Bautista. He's gone. Flaherty has cooled and now is in the utility role that he should be in. Mm-hmm. And you've got Camargo getting the shot. So maybe the mind games of, okay, I'm the dude. I don't have to look over my shoulder anymore, at least for the foreseeable future. Maybe that gives him confidence to get it rolling.
You'd like to hope so, because what's good is the rest of the lineup's cooking enough where even if your third baseman's struggling, maybe not to the tune of what Jose Bautista was struggling, but struggling, you can get over that hump. The good thing is Ender's kind of picked it up. I know Acuna has cooled. Dansby's back in the lineup. Freddie's still doing his thing, and Markakis as well.
No doubt about it, dude. So I want to read something to you. Yeah, so dude, you said July. I'm saying 3 or 4 weeks, which is essentially like late June. We're not that far off with how long we would give Camargo to hold down this job. How about this praise from Jose Altuve? Mm-hmm. Jose Altuve is arguably the best player in baseball, okay? Did he win MVP last year?
He
did win MVP last year. He's been in the MVP running for like 3 or 4 years. Anyway, this is what he said about Ozzie Albies. He said, he's better than me when I was 21 years old. Mm. He's better at 21 than I am at 28.
Mm.
I mean, like, so that last part, he kind of lost me. I mean, Altuve is at a Hall of Fame level and has been for a few years now. But I am buying that he sees Ozzie as more advanced than he was at the age of 21. But that's monstrous praise from one of the greats.
Absolutely. And that's somebody that Ozzie Albies has been compared to. And you always, when you go, all right, this guy's going to be the next Jose Altuve, you go, okay, wait a second. There's not many guys that are like 5'5 that can rake the way Jose Altuve can. Yet you turn around and you look at Ozzie Albies. And for me, the most surprising thing this entire year is the fact that he's got the power numbers that he had. I thought he might be a 10, 20 home run, absolute tops guy when he gets later on in his career. He's got, what, 13 already this year? I mean, Albies is flat out hitting the baseball. No, he's not going to be Jose Altuve, but you could see where Altuve looks and goes, all right, at the comparable ages, he's a better player, because Albies is exceeding everybody's expectations.
He really is, man. He's in the MVP race right now in the National League, believe it or not, and looks like, if he doesn't make the All-Star team, we're going to freak out and file a collective Atlanta protest against that, for what it's worth. I do think there's a good takeaway from this game, this loss yesterday, in terms of Foltynewicz, dealing with some trouble, but going six innings and only giving up one run. Good look up there at Philadelphia, a very, very tough place to pitch where they score a lot of runs. And in terms of today, for the Braves and the guy they're going against, Velasquez, the last three starts, Velasquez has been very good. John, he has given up 4 earned runs in 17 and a third innings. So he is all of a sudden getting it rolling. He has 21 strikeouts over that span and has won all 3 of those games. So this is a guy who got off to a lousy start. The last three starts, Vincent Velasquez has been very, very good. So here we go tonight.
Well, you got to take advantage of him tonight if you can, because what do you expect out of Brandon McCarthy? 5 2/3, probably give up 2 or 3 earned, get you into the bullpen and give you a chance.
Yeah, I mean, at this point with McCarthy, John, you're kind of averaging what he does. I expect 6 innings, 10 Ks, 1 run allowed. Or I expect him to get blown out of the building. You know what I mean? He's kind of a high and low guy this year.
Yeah, and that's what he's been. And he had a really good start his last time out. Can he back that up 2 times in a row?
Well, he's not at SunTrust Park.
That is true.
And we know that the home and away are much better for McCarthy away. So, dude, give us 6 solid innings, right? Mm-hmm. Get us to the 6th inning within a run or two, hopefully up. And then, because obviously, John, we have one of the best 7th, 8th, and 9th inning hitting teams in Major League Baseball. I haven't seen the metrics, John. I don't, maybe Graham McCauley knows this off the top of his head. I would say that we are the best 2-out hitting team in baseball, if not in the top 5. We've been awesome with 2-outs this year.
Interesting article out about the Braves. Jay Clemens, who writes and does stuff for 11 Alive, he says this, analysis, a creative plan for limiting Julio Teheran's starts at SunTrust Park. And he goes on to say the Braves should find a creative way to minimize their veterans' ace home starts leading up to the Major League trading deadline. Just kind of some different ways. They said, should the Braves fully abandon the notion of starting Teron at SunTrust Park? Should they be worried that Teron's market value is going down? The answer is no and no. But in other words, he said, unless the Braves ship Teron to an NL East club in the coming month, then Teron's future employer would maybe max out with one SunTrust Park per season. He kind of breaks down all the different stuff. Would you be creative if you were the Braves to find ways to get him more road starts as opposed to home starts?
I don't know. It's really unconventional, perhaps unprecedented. I mean, they've been playing baseball since the Civil War. So, I mean, maybe it's happened at some point where they try to get a guy out of the way at home. But I don't think that Brian Snicker is going to roll that way. Right. I don't think Alex Anthopoulos is looking at it and going, yo, we need to hide him from SunTrust Park. I understand the article. I appreciate the article, but I just don't think in reality it's going to happen.
He actually goes through the schedule with a breakdown of how long Julio Teheran should pitch at SunTrust Park. He's got starts in Boston and then home against Washington. He said maximum 3 to 4 innings. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you can't go out and have one of your starting pitchers say, hey, I'm going to throw 3 or 4 innings. But
you know how baseball is, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's traditional. Mm-hmm. It's historic. You play the percentages. All those cliches are in play. Like, if you want to go to a 6-man rotation, that's mind-bogglingly nutty, right? Teams do it from time to time, but it's extremely rare. I have never heard of a team going out of their way to get a guy to not start at home or start on the road. I've just never heard that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!